All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F, yeah, Friday on The Usual Suspects. F is for a lot
F
of things right now.
Freaking pissed off.
As we are off to a rolling start here today.
Oh, boy.
Good news is all three of us present and accounted for. And obviously, you are too if you're hearing my voice. Bad news is there's a whole lot of pieces up and rolling around and floating these days.
I was all right. I wasn't in a bad mood until literally you hear, you could get with this. And Joel goes, do you have a comedian of the week? I didn't have lights. I don't have anything. I don't have a single crap to give right now.
Now your lights got cut off because of the weather or just because?
I paid my bill, jerk face. I paid my bill.
It's a legitimate question, but...
What, like, did I don't pay my bills?
No, I mean, you just have to ask. Sometimes things slip through the cracks.
Hold on. Of the three of us on this show, who's least likely to pay their light bill?
Nick.
Thank you.
I was late like 3 months ago.
You were late on it?
Josh Pesikoff was cool as hell.
And you're hitting me up. Nick, did you pay your light bill?
Infused Energy didn't mind, though.
Nick is Shaquille O'Neal now.
let me tell you exactly what happened. Rolling through the night, it's raining, it's bad. Lights flicker a few times. And then at 12:30, night-night, no more lights. Lights go out. We're already in bed. I'm like, that's cool. We get a text from Centerpoint that says, now, mind you, I don't have a signal. I don't get a good signal on my phone. Like, I'll get a text once every 2 hours because it'll somehow connect and download something. And then my phone, like, we have awful. I have to have this device in my house that connects me to the internet and use Wi-Fi calling.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bad. So I don't get a good.
Is that because you're on your own mountain? Or is that a mountaintop? Or is that. Because that's crazy.
No.
I mean. Okay. I mean, when you have your own zip code, these are first world problems.
It's just in our neighborhood, it's awful as far as getting a signal. Like, I have to usually, like, during Harvey, I had to drive to the front of the subdivision to be able to find out what was going on in the world. And then once we got blocked in, like, our roads flooded over and you couldn't pass, we had no connection to the outside world at all.
God, it's crazy.
So, yeah, it sucks. So, I was like, okay, no big deal. And I, you know, every once in a while, my phone will find a not even a 5G, 4G, 3G. It'll just download something. So I would get a text from Centerpoint that said, your lights will be back on at 1:45 in the morning. I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's not too bad. I can fade that for a few hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I get another text later that says at 3, yeah. So I get the one for at 12:45. I get a text. We know that your lights are off. 462 customers are affected. So I'm like, oh, well, that's not too bad. And then they say 1:45. Then at 3:16, repairs are taking longer. We're working on it. Then at 6:13 a.m. Now, mind you, it's hot. I haven't slept because I can't. There's like the rain and the thunder and that we have no AC. I have no fan blowing on
me. The house didn't like maintain a certain.
No, it's May in Houston. It was.
We
not...
had this happen a week ago. Same thing.
No,
it ours was hot. Maintained the coolness.
It was hot. It was already really? Hot. But I sleep with the AC on like 70, 65, 69, and a fan blowing on me.
Yeah.
So then at 3, let's see, where was it? At 6:13, they say, oh, it'll be 10:45 now when your lights come on. 10:45 in the morning. I'm like, oh, well, that's fine. That's about the time I'll get ready for work. That'll be perfect. At 8:40 a.m., it'll be 8:30 p.m. tonight when your lights are on. So.
Good Lord.
We went from, oh, it'll be an hour outage to they won't be on for the time for the Rocket game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because we had this happen last weekend.
Also, had to do the little got trapped in the garage thing.
Did you pull the ripcord?
Yeah, I had to do all that whole thing. I was like, and I forgot about that. And I forgot about my wife. So, like, when I was leaving, that's why I was so late.
About your wife. Okay.
Well, because I was like, all right, I got to go. And then she's like, well, how do I get out? And I was like, oh, my God. So now I'm going to move all the cars and get. I was just like, this is just a nightmare of a morning already. And then Nick texts me, are we doing the photo shoot? I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that. And then at 12:59, you go, you got a comedian of the week? I was like, no, I don't have. I don't have none of that. I have absolutely nothing ready for this show. I have me and this stupid-ass brain, and that is it.
So you didn't wear that T-shirt for this photo. You were just wearing a T-shirt.
I just wore a shirt.
Yeah.
He did too.
Well, but he comes up to me and goes, "So you're ready for the shoot, right?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, you're wearing a T-shirt." I go, "What shoot?" He goes,
"Forgot
Barry
to tell,
didn't tell you." I go, "No." I guess I'm ready for it though. And he goes, "Well, yeah, I guess that'll do."
Totally forgot to tell him. Not even gonna lie.
I figured for sure you did when I saw that T-shirt because it's not every day that Joel wears it. Well, he wears T-shirts a lot.
Yeah, he wears just
he wears T-shirts
day.
A lot. Yeah. I'm the one that rarely wears a T-shirt.
Yeah.
But when I saw him in the T-shirt, I figured, well, Barry definitely told him.
No.
We're just waiting on Barry now.
Totally forgot. And that's on me. I got to be a better teammate.
Then you're back there and you're making the arrangements stuff like that. Nick and I are looking at each other. I go, it's 12:53.
Hey, we got
12:54. Nick's like, yeah, I know. We got to go. So finally, Nick and I are just like, let's screw it. We just got to get ready for the show. We walk down the hallway. Barry comes back down. Hey, go down there real quick. Just get it down real quick.
You got this. You know
it took all of 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah. At the most. It was a quick shot.
It was necessary.
This is step one for the shirts. This had to be done. And if I didn't say, today we're doing it at this time, it would have never happened. Since I'm the one that's going to have to spearhead this whole thing, or it'll never happen, I appreciate you guys making it happen.
I didn't know that you got roped into doing the whole design work on it.
Joel, if I don't do it, no one's going to do it. Let's be real.
He's totally right about it.
If I don't do this to get our shirts, no one at this station is going to do it.
That's why
you
can't be too mad at Barry's efforts because it wouldn't have been done.
No, because we were down.
How long has it been?
We were down on the other end of the office, and he let me know that he was going to have to do the design on the front. I was like, why?
We're the only show that we're doing our own designs, and then apparently our shirt has to be sponsored. It's crazy. Whatever. We're going to make it happen. I want the shirts.
Our shirt has to be sponsored?
Apparently. I don't know. All that aside, I think we got to get to the... Jesus.
Not for lack of effort on our part.
Again. We got to get to the most important thing of the day.
All right.
Nick!
It's my man's birthday!
Thank you.
Big plans tonight?
I mean, I'm just going to go to the Rockets game. I probably... We'll do something after. I just don't know. No big plans.
I'll have to arrange it for everybody in the media room to give you cake and sing happy birthday to you.
I was texting Jerry Bo earlier.
And?
Me and him, we can hold liquor.
Does he have a birthday today?
No, but I think he might be at the game, so we just might have a drink after.
I'll be honest, I was going to go to the game, and then I was like, I'm not getting stuck downtown in a flood.
I was telling my mom, I was telling everybody, I was like, look, even if I do get stuck, I mean, at least I'll be at Toyota Center. Car will be on the third or fourth floor of the Tundra parking. I don't want to be stuck, but it's going to be interesting to see the attendance and how many people actually attend in the event it is bad weather.
Yeah.
But no one wants to get, I'm not going to hold that against Rockets fans, honestly.
I'm with you on a day like today.
This was a role reversal, too, because Sugarland and Kingwood got hammered. Two nights ago.
Yeah.
Last night, I didn't realize, because we really didn't get, it was funny to me, it was like, for me in Sugar Land, it was almost a false alarm. Yeah, we got a couple of, thunder, lightning pockets, but really just, we had one real intense rain for about 5-10 minutes, and then nothing else. So I was like, nothing. I turned on the TV, people were, and I looked at every radar of every highway and everything
else.
It was just unloading down here.
I was looking at the, I have the AccuWeather app on my phone, and I was looking at, before the lights went out, and I was looking at this train of thunderstorms, and it goes from if you get purple, that's bad. And there was just this big cell of purple headed towards the spring area, and I was like, oh my God. And that's probably when the lights went out. It was bad last night in our area.
Did y'all see Minimate?
Yeah, it was raining indoors with the roof closed.
Yeah, the roof's closed, yet the center field camera looked like they were in the middle of a monsoon, and even Blummer was kind of looking at the monitor twice, what the... And then they looked out in the outfield, and there's a gap between where the roof closes and the back wall, and people were wearing ponchos and putting up umbrellas and getting just doused, and the outfielders looking back like, what the hell's going on indoors?
Yeah, that's a bad look.
Yeah, because
that's a really nice stadium too, man. That's a really nice venue. But you know how they are about that roof. I don't know. Maybe it's because they never open it. Things just, I don't know. Maybe rust collects. I don't know. Barry, you're the do-it-yourself guy. I don't know. Maybe the fact that they don't open the roof a lot, maybe it caused it to leak somehow.
No,
I don't
they
know.
Do open it a lot. They're not the Texans. They're
yeah,
the one.
They'll play with the roof.
Yeah,
open.
They're the anti-Texans. They send a message by opening it a lot.
Well, more than the Texans, but relatively speaking,
here's the crazy.
To other MLB teams, are they opening it up as much as other
I think
MLB
they do
teams?
I think as so. Much as possible.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
The crazy thing is like for some reason in this house, and I don't know why, but we get roof leaks, but they're temporary. If we get as much rain as we've had in the last week, with wind and everything else, we will develop these small little leaks in the roof. And then what I've noticed is that it only happens once and goes away. So what may have been happening last night is, I don't know about the space in between, but when you have like a sideways rain and the wind and everything, water will find its way through.
But
crazy places.
And I think it's like, you know, because that's a crazy, it's like an accordion roof. The way it comes down and it goes up and then it connects to the back wall. And I think that there's like a built-in sealer that's kind of like a rubber
you think
flap.
That
and I think that had kind of worn out because that's... But people I saw sitting in the stands indoors, two to an umbrella. And I'm going, that's just a bizarre look with the roof closed. But that was crazy. And then... And we'll get to it at some point. But then the crazy thing was, I mean, because I'm watching Twitter and everybody's like, if you lose the signal, you just log on to AT&T Sportsnet or your provider and put your login information. You can watch the game on your computer. And I'm like, wow, what a difference a night makes. I'm not losing the signal. They are. And then they go to the ninth inning and I'm like, boy, it's kind of starting to fade a little bit. It'll go in and out. I go, I hope I'll make it to the end of the game. And boop, it goes out. And I go, what? And then I see on Twitter... Josh Reddick saves the game with an amazing catch. I'm like, what?
See, I missed all that.
I missed every bit of it.
I missed all that just because I fell asleep. Too.
I was like, this is the greatest catch that no one saw, at least in Sugarland. I don't know if
I heard it was a snow cone type.
Over the wall, snow cone.
Wow.
And they would have.
I missed it.
With the winning run on base, it would have been they would have gone ahead in the ninth.
I watched most of it, but not all of it.
Yeah, that's crazy. So.
Josh Rapp said, I'm surprised Castle Del Laminac doesn't have a generator. I do. But it's not like a whole home generator. I've been talking about getting one of those. It's just a regular, got to go get it out of the garage and pull start it and then plug in everything. And
then it gets stuck in the mud and you got to dig it out.
No. I need to get a whole home generator though because we lose power a lot in our area.
Especially if you got all that going on and you got a 19,000 square foot house.
I mean, it's not.
I would think that in every room you had a generator.
Your house is probably bigger than mine. What are you talking about?
No way. Yes. Not even close.
Yes.
All right, we're just getting started. Hey, it's an FEF Friday on the usual
suspect. No comedians, so suck it.
Comedian of the week is
nobody.
And we'll get you information from his appearance schedule and or hers. HRP listener line, if you want to join us, you could be comedy in the making. 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is cool and dry. No, it's at Barry is funny. At the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, send Nick happy birthday wishes and be nice people. He's 21 today. Again.
So. It would be nice.
Cursed.
It would be nice.
Are you officially old ass Nick?
I am 36 years old, man.
Oh, old ass Nick.
Four years away from the big 4-0.
Would you go back to 21 right now if you could?
For some things, I would definitely go back to 21.
Get your first gray pube?
No.
It's coming.
No, that was 20. I don't know. I'm okay with my
That's
age right now.
That's a tough question. Forget the age. Would you take what you've accomplished to this point and move forward?
I'd go back to 21 in a heartbeat.
Or would you go back to 21 and start over?
I'd go back to 21 in a heartbeat.
I was told by somebody that the age of 40 was literally his best year ever. This whole year of the age of 40 was literally his better than his 20s, better than his 30s. I was told that.
He lied.
Yeah.
Really?
He totally lied.
He lied.
Y'all didn't have a good 40?
He lied.
Really?
He lied.
Damn. I'm trying to be positive. It's only 4 years away.
I'm positive you're getting old.
We're going to be positive.
Definitely
it's
getting
a
old.
Friday. That's a good thing. And you have us for almost 3 hours. That's a great thing. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Let's have some fun, because it's been a long week as we are all trudging through the rain-soaked city, getting ready for game 6 tonight of the Warriors and the Rockets, getting ready for game 2 of the weekend series between the Rangers and the Astros, and lots of other things hopefully on your agenda, including Mother's Day on Sunday, so keep all that in mind. But let's have some fun today, because like I said, we've had a lot to kind of decipher this week, a lot to get through.
Yeah.
A lot of listener on talent crime going on.
Listener on oh.
Just everything.
Damon.
Tex and Damon. And
Damon questioning my credentials.
No, just that was dumb. We had callers. And of course, our weekly dose of texts and tweets that criticize things.
Get on our nerves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. They're not going anywhere.
Nah.
Hey, but you know what? For every one bad listener, there are hundreds of good ones.
Yep.
And one of the best is Demetrius Mata.
No doubt.
And I got to give that dude a shout out. Send us another care package. Apparently, the coin hour moved his needle a little bit. And several people said that that was a fun hour. And I guess I owe you an apology for picking on you so much, Nick.
No, it was actually fun. Coin Club, we got some currency out of it.
We did. So Demetrius was like, man, I sent some coins to Nick. These are from Jerusalem, Rome, Hungary, and or Athens.
Wow.
To add to your collection. And then he was talking about he didn't want us to be left out, Joel. So he sent us something called silver certificates. Now, I don't know what it is, but it's apparently a real dollar.
It looks just like a dollar bill.
It does, but now I did notice that, you know how they show the little key with the symbol and everything? That's usually green.
Yeah, the stamp.
And these are blue.
Okay.
And then it says at the top, silver certificate. And I didn't even notice that at first. And then down below it says $1 in silver payable to the bearer on demand. That's dope. But he said that there's all kinds of money. There's like blue notes, red notes, and blue notes are called silver certificates. Yellow notes are called gold certificates. There's star notes and two $500, $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000 notes. I've never seen any. I've seen the $2 notes. I've never seen a $500,000, $5,000, or $10,000 note. But he sent, so he sent Nick and I a silver certificate, and then he sent you and Taylor and Taylor's babysitter a silver certificate.
The babysitter.
Yeah.
Could have been the baby on the way.
Like, you could have just sent me two. You don't need to give Joel three.
That was random.
Oh, greedy ass Joel.
Me? How am I greedy when I didn't ask for it?
It was nice to Demetrius Mata.
Yeah, very nice, man. That. Demetrius is going down in the Usual Suspects Listener Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. After the hookup he gave me for the road too, which I can't say.
Right, but he did. Yeah.
But he came through in the clutch on that as well. And then he just tweeted, he was like, Barry, you need to get you one of these bad boys, and he showed his generator. Now you're showing off.
That's like a semi truck.
God, I want one of those so bad. He said 20 seconds after the lights go out, the whole house comes back on.
Does your house not have that?
We looked at it, getting it added when we built it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'll just add it later when I add the pool, and we haven't done a pool yet.
So, listeners, if you're really feeling jealous and left out because of Demetrius, you might want to get Barry a generator.
Oh, God. That would be, I would be indebted forever.
Is it pretty safe to say Nick should be getting gifts, birthday gifts? But we not only do not tell you don't send us gifts, we appreciate them, but we encourage it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not turning down free stuff.
Did you really?
AJ lost his mind. He's like, the baby's not due for like 6 months, and someone got Joel 2 boxes of diapers.
Need them.
I know. I wasn't complaining.
Oh, hating AJ.
He's talking about AJ.
Nick got a card with a gift certificate in it because they got into it with him. Tyler got into
Remember
it with
Tyler?
Him.
That was when I was filling
about
in.
About Chris Paul being the second superstar?
When Chris Paul left he said you were just being Stephen A. Sharara.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, he sends me a $15 gift certificate to In-N-Out. So we gave him a shout out when I was filling in for you when you were in El Paso.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
And a card.
You got the old In-N-Out.
Yeah, he says there's one apparently opening up on my side. It's yet to open.
Oh, well, that's great, man. See, our listeners are clutch. They're great folk. They really are.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, I need to get on this whole. I've actually looked at getting one. See, Demetrius has the Briggs & Stratton.
That's a good old Wisconsin company, Barry.
Yeah. I'm looking
at lawnmowers
the,
and generators.
I'm looking at the Generac. Now, I don't know because, see, you can get one where it'll power the whole house or just certain things. I don't need the whole house when the lights go out. You know what I need? I need the master suite. That's all I need. We have everything we need in there and the fridge. And
that's all I want. I want the AC unit and the fridge. That's what I want.
But do you have different units for different portions of the house?
We have a unit just for the master bedroom.
Us too.
Yeah, that's it. And then the rest of the house is on its own unit, and I don't give a crap about the rest of the house or the company. Now, I would want to power the fridge in the kitchen, but we have a little fridge in our bathroom, too. So we just need those two to run, and we're good.
Because like when it happened to us last weekend, first thing I did was I went out and checked with my neighbors. I'm like, is this just my problem? Or is this the neighborhood?
Yeah.
And right away, one of the neighbors was like, I was doing what you were doing. Thankfully, it's not us individually, because that would be expensive. It's the whole neighborhood. Then Lisa got online, and like you, it said 400 people without service. Then it said 800. But the updates weren't as forthcoming.
Well, but I signed up for those.
Okay.
So I get, they'll text me every time, which is funny because they're like, hey, your lights are out. It's like, yeah, I'm sitting here in the dark. Thank you for the notice. I appreciate you.
Well, she was able to find some notes, but they were great. I mean, it actually didn't. It took a couple hours, but it wasn't that bad. But I guess that's probably why the house maintained some coolness.
That could have. Yeah, no. Try going all night.
No, that would be rough.
Yeah, it sucks, especially because I'm a hot sleeper, so that's why I have a big box fan that blows on me. Plus, it the white noise drowns out the birds pecking at the window and the thunder and the lightning and all that. Because I don't like listening to rain to fall asleep. People love that. My wife is like, doesn't that sound pretty? I was like, no, it sounds destructive.
I'm surprised with all the gadgets you got that you don't have.
It sounds destructive.
I would think that you have some first drip of sweat, censored, automated box fan, digital off a robot kind of thing, so that anytime you just perspire under your armpit for 1 second, that there's a box fan in your face with a robot going, does this feel good, Barry?
You best believe I told my wife last night, I'm buying us a battery-powered fan. I'm getting one.
A battery-powered fan? Okay.
I'm getting one just for this
generator.
I don't even know if that exists. Does that even exist?
I'll invent it then. But yeah, I'm going to find one. I'm going to get a battery-powered fan.
He's going to buy one from like Japan.
Actually, I just need to bite the bullet and get one of those Generacs.
Yeah, once Nora shot down your invention that you would have made you millions.
The breathalyzer.
Now, get the battery-operated fan idea going.
Yeah. No doubt.
And then while you're at it, get the tuna fish to eat mayonnaise before you kill the tuna fish. Call Starkist. All right, half hour in, 3 hour
That's
show.
That's hilarious.
The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the birthday boy got balloons. People, take note. It's Nick's birthday. Take care of him. Very nice, Nick. Where'd the balloons come from?
From the Gal Media family. It's a bag. Looks like there's a cake and a card.
There's a bag?
There's a bag? Is there chewables or, I mean, edibles?
It looks like
chewables. Yeah, you got vitamins, Joel.
You got Flintstone chewables in there?
You got chewables?
That should be your code name for them.
You got any chewable weeds?
Hope, that'd be nice. Hope just brought it, so thank you, Hope, for bringing it. But
that
it's from Gal
dope,
Media.
Man.
Nice.
Look at that.
Yeah, it is nice.
Which happy
was,
birthday.
The weird thing was I got, we have some very overzealous people in our office, so when Esme, who does a fantastic job
she
recognizing
does.
Occasions, dates, birthdays, etc., I didn't get Esme's email, but I got a response from Judy, which is always respond all, that said, happy, happy, happy birthday, Nick. And I was like, and Esme's email popped up at about 11:15.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm not reading any hate text for Nick. So, L.U. Dillon, go punch yourself in the face and do something else today.
Yeah.
I'm not reading your mean text for Nick. It's his birthday.
Right.
I'm not reading those. Or anyone else that texts the show about Nick that's mean.
Nick, are you here till 4 or till 7?
I am here till 4.
So Nick is here till 4, which means the front desk will be receiving all gifts, well wishes, and any donations for Nick's birthday
it's
weekend.
It's really been a good birthday. I also got a little bottle of Hennessy.
Was it full when you got it?
Oh, no, I took
Hennessy.
A shot about
who got you that
15
Dale?
Minutes ago.
That's what I was going to say.
Did Dale get
shout
that?
Out to Chris. Why Dell? Dell's a big Hennessy guy?
He's black.
That is so racist.
That was really
that
racist.
That was so racist.
That was really, really racist.
First of all, Dell is the only white guy on ESPN 97.5 that produces.
Who
that's
said
number one.
That? I heard that in my ear.
That was who you, Laminack. That was you, sir.
Oh, no.
With the racist
he just
comment.
Dipped you face first in the grease.
All right, and let me go back to reading these texts about Nick. L.U. Dillon texted the show. This weather was crazy. Beaumont got pounded harder than Nick at a Lady Gaga concert. See? <That's>... Now, we could have avoided all of that. You had to throw me into the bus.
That's all good. L.U. Dillon.
You got it through Dell.
No. Dell's not a Hennessy drinker.
He's not a drinker.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why it was funny.
That's why it's funny, because, Nick, I don't drink that. I don't drink. We work with John and Raheel.
So what else did you get? You got Hennessy? You got, what's in the bag?
It looks like a cake. I haven't opened it.
What do you mean it looks like?
I mean, there's a box.
Like.
There's a box, but it's not clear.
Open it up. Let's go, bro.
Put it on producer cam.
We want to see it on producer cam. Not that we can see it because they don't have the TV on in here.
Aaron's like,
Aaron,
I don't want to
be on
there.
Come turn this TV on in here. I don't know. You don't know what to do either? Okay.
That's good. At least you guys aren't supposed to be responsible for the technical side.
Sorry. What is it? What is it? Tell the peoples.
Oh, it's a cupcake.
Oh, it's
four cupcakes.
Cupcake.
You guys want one?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm fat.
I'm dieting, so I have to say no.
You should just eat all four. One for each chin.
I'll bring one home for the pregnant wife, who's incredibly beautiful, even though she's at home.
You've gotten so
with
much.
Taylor.
By all means.
Oh, did I get hammered yesterday?
When he was like, she's Al Bundy.
Oh, did I get hammered? Yeah.
And this other chick is hot. Oh.
You think I look like Al Bundy? I go, Lisa, everybody in the world knows you're pregnant, and you're past the first trimester. So if you wear sweatpants and you rub the belly, I said, when you rub the belly and show me the belly with our child in there, everyone gets it. No! I'm like, all right, well, then we agree to disagree.
So you got cupcakes. That's dope.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty good, too.
Are they?
Crave is the label.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, so
they
you guys
went all out.
Lisa
went,
the Cupcake Connoisseur, those are top shelf.
They went
are
all
they really?
Out.
Yep, sure are.
Good for you.
They
sure,
taste amazing.
Sure-ah-rah. Yes, they are.
By the way, Demetrius texted the show at, we'll let the record reflect, 112. Room 112, where the players dwell. And he said, happy birthday, Nick. Have an awesome birthday today.
Thank you, D-Mata, and thank you for the currency.
Yeah, no doubt.
Kind of made me feel like a coin geek again.
Yeah? You having a flashback?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm not going to pick on you today about the coins because it's your birthday.
you totally could.
No, I'm not going to do it. But you keep throwing me under the bus and I will.
Then I'll just keep throwing you under the bus.
Fair enough. Fair enough indeed. Well, that's good. So you got balloons.
I've got cupcakes, a lot this year. You got Hennessy.
Yeah. That's good, man.
That's what I said. And you weren't even following me. I was like, was that bottle full when you got it? And you're like, No.
No, I said I took a shot.
Like, yeah, but then you said you took a shot.
You already took a shot?
That's why I said. Did you see the bottle?
You're day drinking now?
I mean, I'm...
I was like, no one gave you an open bottle.
That's not a shot.
That's less than a shot.
That's a couple of drinks.
It's like a shot and a half, but it's not like more than two shots.
Wait, you know you got a problem.
Wait a minute.
You think that's a shot?
You just said that's not even a shot. It's like a shot and a half.
Well, because I realized that there's still some left. And I had some earlier, it was probably a shot and a half.
Is it too much to ask that you drink the whole thing before you leave the show?
No, because I got to go to the Rockets game. Nah, I got to drive.
Nah, that's overrated.
The cool thing is Fred Fowler just walked in, and he said if it gets really, really bad at Toyota Center because of the weather, I could crash at his spot. So I actually...
Oh. Now, you want to talk about somebody that's got some chewables.
Yeah, Fred Fowler's got
the vitamin cabinet is full.
Yeah,
Fred, his Metamucil has it mixed in. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, so I could probably get hammered after the game, but not now. Not before.
At the Fred Fowler.
Barry's idea. You could drink it before the game.
Yep.
And then there would be hugs galore to be given out, whether they win or lose in the media room.
I wonder if that's ever happened. Have you ever had like a media guy come to a Rockets game before for like pregame?
Be hammered.
And he's just hammered asking Coach D'Antoni or whoever the coach was at the time.
Like, I can't think of any, you know what, I'm thinking back. I can't think of anybody at a Rockets game that we could sense was
reporters and writers
hammered.
Are tight though. They're not.
Except Granato, but he just had a pass. He wasn't using the pass. He just had it if he needed to get somewhere in
Granato
the building.
Granato always smells drunk. It doesn't matter if he is or not. He's just like, what cologne is that?
Coors Light.
Who makes that cologne? Is that Coors cologne that you're wearing?
Hop on, brother.
That's right. When the bottle turns blue, that means I'm going to smell good. What are you doing, bro? Like, you always smell like Coors Light.
Media members come to the game. Who doesn't? Come on.
I will say this, and I'm not throwing anyone under the bus because I might be friends with them, but I have smelt alcohol, an abundance of it on people at games.
I have this year.
Really? This year.
Really? I just want to know if anybody's ever gotten caught.
No, like, I don't think so.
D'Antoni, why did your defense suck? You know, like something aggressive.
Hey! You know, because when they get drunk, they're all, Mike D'Antoni, they mess it all up.
Because the home media is respectful because they know they got to deal with them all year long. But like the road media or the national media would be the ones that would have a tendency to get a little bit more, be sticklers with questions and things. But I think you saw the worst of it. That guy that wouldn't stop asking Draymond Green questions a couple years ago and things. Nick, what was the one guy?
The Asian guy?
The one guy that they made him quit asking questions because he went at Draymond so hard.
Well, they fired him. The NBA, the Asian NBA or the Chinese NBA media outlet fired him. And he was replaced by another guy.
Yeah.
So he was just the hot take controversial guy in China for the Rockets. He was always trying to pick up on something testy and he rubbed Draymond the wrong way. So.
Yeah. Speaking of testes, the last time that was an issue that I remember where anybody got their pass revoked was another international guy that was trying to take pictures in the shower.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think that was the same guy.
Yeah, and they caught him literally because the red light was on when guys were coming out of the shower, and certain guys in particular that he thought he could, like, sell the video. And we had people in like a dead Olympic sprint catch him as he was trying to hightail it out of the building and confiscate his camera. Yeah.
Oh no, that's crazy.
Yeah. So that's the last time I can remember that, but I can't remember anybody like drunk asking questions because a lot of times, especially now with social media, anything like that,
the media would turn on them. We would make fun of them.
Yeah. They would show the video and give his name and his Barry Twitter would kill handle.
Him. Well, yeah. And I think some of them could use some liquid courage to ask questions.
It's probably kind of
because
true.
They need to ask the questions that they need the to ask fans right. want to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody said, "Happy C Day, Nickel." How did we not call him Nickel? How did it's we miss good. That? It was right there the never. Whole time. That person is a genius. The whole coin talk hour, and we never called him Nickel.
Nickel. Yep.
How did we miss that?
That was probably the most clever.
That's a fail on our part.
Yep.
That was a great text, though.
That really was. To call you Nickel and he said Happy C Day. I'm guessing that's Coin Day.
Yeah. But also, he's probably calling me the C word, too.
No way. You're not that. You're a lot of things. You're not that. Happy birthday from Steelers fan Juan. Mm-hmm. Got that in there. And so this is from USA Mike, and I thought this was a good idea. And maybe we'll do this starting in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Says, happy birthday, Nick. Barry, how about telling the best submitted jokes off of Twitter since you don't have a comedian of the week? That's from USA Mike.
That's up to you.
I tell you what, I'm not going to do that. Here's what we might do. Let me think about this, because usually when it's in circles of comedians and it's a comedian's birthday, mm-hmm. we roast the comedian. Mm-hmm. So maybe we roast Nick today. Huh?
By all means.
He's like, nope.
By all means.
You're not in on this?
Hey, I might have taken a car selfie today. I was in such a good mood for my birthday.
Yeah, then I don't want to ruin that.
Yeah, and we just said that we didn't want L.U. Dillon and all those guys ripping on him.
Okay, so we'll just take regular jokes. No jokes about Nick. Maybe I'll, if you have a good joke.
I've got a picture y'all can absolutely kill. I don't care.
No. We won't do that. You guys can roast me on my birthday. That'll be fine. It's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're aware. But
So if you want to submit a joke, one, mm-hmm. don't be submitting 5,000 jokes. You send your best joke one time. If it's worthy, I'll read it. But I can track the numbers, and if you send more than one joke, I'm not reading any of them.
Or you send the same joke 15 times because you haven't heard your joke yet.
Yeah. If you haven't heard your joke, it's because it sucked.
So. Yeah. So there you go. All right, so we'll start that shenanigans on an FEI Friday. We've got lots to get to. We've got an Astros game to talk about last night. Got a Rockets game to talk about tonight, and also another Astros game, and lots of other things on the agenda. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for that too. HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. Call or text that number. Hit us on Twitter. We're back with a whole lot more. Just hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on Nick's birthday on an F, yeah, Nick's birthday Friday on the Usual Suspects. By the way, 53-53 Alabama. In the Galleria area.
West Alabama.
5353 West Alabama. If you want to send Nick a gift between now and 4 p.m. when he leaves the station, deliveries get here quickly. We will give shout-outs to the best gifts. Esme is fantastic at the front desk, so if you want to take care of her too, that's great. But Nick's birthday, work, suspects, work. As we're in hour number one, 3-hour show, and then because we don't have a comedian of the week for circumstances beyond Barry's control, we have now come up with an idea to get best jokes. And if they're good and you have a professional that is grading them, he will mention them on the air and give you a shout out for that as well. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to get some love today on the show.
Yes. Somebody said, I'm really shocked that, you know, this snuck up on Barry with the comedian of the week, seeing how it's so new. Hey, Joel's right. When I wake up in the morning and start show prep and see him say comedian of the week ? Then I scramble to find one. No power, no internet, no ability to show prep at all today. So it just didn't happen. All right.
Today?
Oh, you bastard.
I was like, but I kept looking at it because normally you're in REM sleep by the time I start the document. Yeah. And I figure, like, when I'm starting to drive into the station, I'm like, oh, Barry will start filling stuff up. So when I get to the station, then I open the document, there'll be more on it. And I look and there's still comedian of the week ? This icebreaker. I mean, I'm like, yeah, nope. Something must have happened.
Yeah, that was not a fun night. So, yeah. And by the way, battery power fans are a total thing. people. Yeah, Santos Martinez sent me a picture of one where you can get the Milwaukee Tools.
Hey, another
has one. Yeah, hey, are they from Wisconsin? Yeah, that shocks me that Milwaukee would be a Wisconsin company
with double E.
Huh?
There's two Milwaukees. If it's an IE,
yeah,
then it's not. If it's an EE at the end, then it is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, where's the other Milwaukee? Oregon.
Oh, come on. That's right like outside Paris,
Portland.
Texas.
Yeah, right outside Portland.
That's like, yeah, that's like Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But it did freak me out when I moved there and everybody's like, hey, you going to Milwaukee tomorrow night? And I go, why would I fly home? They're like, Milwaukee, Oregon? It's like right over the bridge, oh, right over there. I was like, nah.
Yeah. Brandon, no, not Brandon. El Jefe. He said, hey, Nick has the same birthday weekend as me. Mine is tomorrow.
I remember
happy
that from last
birthday,
year.
G.
El Jefe, look, happy birthday tomorrow. Since we're off, we all want to wish you, you know, you're obviously going to go down in the Usual Suspects Listener Hall of Fame as well.
Yes.
But I will tell you that you're a grown-ass man and you don't get a weekend to celebrate a birthday. Unless your mom gave birth to you. Unless you were coming out of her Virginia for several days. Jeez. You don't get a birthday weekend. You don't get a birthday week. You know, it's my birthday month. No, you get a day. You get one day to celebrate. Stop being a basic bitch and saying it's a birthday weekend. You don't get that. I hate when people do that. They're like, it's my birthday week. Nope, you're just thirsty. Okay, stop. You get a day. You get a day. And now, Jefe, I swear to God, if I see you walking around with dollar bills pinned to your shirt, it's over. You're out of the Usual Suspects club.
Now, people still do that?
Yes, people, grown-ass people.
Oh, they sure do. You see them all the time. Yep. But, and here's the other thing.
Thirsty-ass birthday
people. Dollar bills.
You weren't even going to say anything. That's why I like you, Nick, because you're not that thirsty. You just walk in, people are like, oh, happy birthday. You're like, oh, thanks, guys. Like, you weren't making a big deal out of it.
No, I never. I mean, when I was a kid, for sure, birthdays were a big deal.
Well, sure. When you're 10?
Yeah.
No, El Jefe, you're 36?
El Jefe's what? Like, because is he still at the age? Is he still going to school?
He's old enough. His balls have dropped.
He's at least 23, I think.
If your balls have dropped, no more birthday weeks. No more caring about birthdays.
He looks like Manny from Modern Family, yes. But he's definitely gone through puberty. If those dollar bills that they're pinning are those silver certificates, though, hang on to those.
That's true. Forrest Trim said, hey, if I pay to have a birthday pizza sent from Domino's to the station for Nick, would Nick be interested or not?
Of course I would be. Yes. I think the whole show would be.
Forrest, send it up,
I think
up,
the
man.
Whole station would be.
I would,
don't let Jordan get to it.
Why not?
Because then you get a piece and Jordan
Smith,
the rest.
Jordan Smith is a food connoisseur. He's got his...
He and Lance, the vultures. You got to be careful.
But he's doing pretty well with his Instagram, and he's got like a food Instagram.
He does?
Yeah, dude. He's
Jordan?
Doing,
yeah.
And he's doing really well with
chopped
it.
And food.
Chopped and food. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Really?
It's chopped a really good follow.
It really is.
I didn't know that. I'll have to follow him now that I'm on Instagram. We could also do a sign on at the front desk, Nick, if you're interested. Pin the dollar on the dumbass. No?
What?
Like pin the tail on the donkey because you were talking about pin the dollar. People can just come in and pin dollars on Nick.
By the end of the day,
he could have like a full outfit of dollar bills.
Kinda
and
like,
then, Nick, you'd be drinking for free tonight.
Kind of like when Marines graduate and they jam the pin into their chest. Can we do that?
Oh,
can
no.
Can I just take a safety pin and a dollar and just stab you in
Perry's
the chest?
Perry's going to go right for the heart.
Hell no.
Can I just stab you?
No way.
In the chesticles?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
The chesticles, Nickel.
no more birthday week stuff. Let's not do
I'm
that.
With you. That is excessive.
I remember Barry's first rant about that. It was so true, though, because I started hearing that becoming a trend among people, like birthday weeks or birthday weekends.
Who does that?
I wanted to say that. I really wanted to single out women. I feel like it's a female thing, honestly.
It used to
honestly.
Be a chick thing, but now I've seen dudes do it, too.
If you're a dude and you're doing a birthday week, it's bad enough El Jefe said weekend. If you're doing a birthday week as a dude...
Now, on milestones, I can see doing a birthday trip. I will say that. Like, we went to Vegas to play golf for 3 days.
That's cool.
And that was and obviously being in Vegas, going out at night.
No,
that,
you don't get a pass.
Oh, I do.
No.
Yeah, for a milestone birthday?
You basic bitch. You had a birthday weekend.
Yeah.
That is
sure
awful.
Sure did. But
it's
you know
a
what?
Day. You weren't born. How long was your mom in labor? It does. You don't get a weekend.
Look at my head. It could have been days. I mean, seriously, I've told you. That's why I'm hanging out of my hair. Otherwise, I am the fill-in for Jack on Jack in the Box commercials.
He's like, oh, he's crowning Mrs. Blank. And then like 3 days later, he's still crowning Mrs. Blank. I don't know what to do. This is the largest head I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, now we can't find a crown that fits his head, Mrs. Blank. So there you go.
Well, if a mom had twins and it was like really far apart between the first twin being delivered, and what if it extended over like 12 hours?
No.
Can you have a birthday weekend
My mother told me she was in labor for 36 hours. Guess what I celebrate? One day.
36 hours?
That wasn't my idea.
I think that's just her way to make me feel guilty. I think she's lying out her face.
I thought 12 hours she's between twins was an exaggeration, no. But 36 hours for one child?
Yeah.
What if this wasn't even my idea. My friend said, hey, for this birthday, let's all go to Vegas for your birthday for the weekend. And I just said yes. So it's really not on me.
Okay, so that I'm fine with. But if you're like, guys, it's my birthday weekend and we're going to Vegas, then you're basic. Yeah, no. You're basic. But no, if your boys are like, hey, let's go to Vegas for the weekend, I'm good with that. Because I could see like Nick and I and you being like, hey, let's go over to the, what is
now,
it?
Now, once I committed to going with them, then I was responsible for lining up all the golf.
Oh, then you were on
then they're like, hey, while you're going for your birthday, could you get us on all these courses and line up these tee times? I'm like, so what the hell's... Why am I doing this? Do you want to honor me for my birthday, or do you want me to do the work for you so your vacation's better? What the heck's going on?
Planning your own party?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, it happens.
What are you going to do for us for your birthday, Nick? What'd you get us? All right, the joke's coming in so far, not going to cut it.
5353 West Alabama in the Galleria area. Send Nick... pizza's on the way. Send Nick gifts, gift certificates, deliveries. They're all accepted here at Gal Media Studio.
Also, at the producer Nick on Twitter, send him a D-pic.
No, do not do that.
I mean,
all the tweets have been fantastic. I've gotten a bunch of tweets.
DM him a picture of your penis. Nope.
I would not appreciate that.
He would love that.
He'd love to see your manimal and your Greek freak, too, if you get a chance.
Man, just light it on fire and tell him it's a candle. Blow it out. It'd be fine.
Oh, gosh. I'm so going to get it.
Nick's going to be getting animal pictures.
I swear. I hope you get one. I hope you get at
least
one. I've
never gotten one in my whole life, and I'm going to get one today.
I hope you get one today. I really do. I might have to send you
the Greek freak.
You might.
1 hour in on Nick's birthday celebration on an FEF Friday. Two to go. Clock's ticking. Get to the deliveries. Let's go. It's the usual suspect. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.